It's New Year's Eve, Monday, December 31st, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Asiya Bibi's former neighbors believe she deserves to be executed for allegedly insulting the Islamic false prophet Muhammad, even though her confession was coerced, reports the Christian Post. Bibi is the Christian woman who was falsely accused of blasphemy and, after 8 years in prison, was exonerated by the Pakistani Supreme Court of a pending death sentence. The controversial decision to free Bibi sparked widespread unrest and protests by Islamic hardliners in the Muslim-majority country. Earlier this month, Mike Huckabee, a former Arkansas governor and Southern Baptist pastor, issued a letter to President Donald Trump pleading with him to grant Bibi and her family asylum. Speaking from the White Drawing Room at Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth II, the 92-year-old monarch, delivered her annual Christmas message.
The Christmas story retains its appeal, since it doesn't provide theoretical explanations for the puzzles of life. Instead, it's about the birth of a child and the hope that birth, 2,000 years ago, brought to the world. Only a few people acknowledge Jesus when he was born. Now, billions follow him. I believe his message of peace on earth and goodwill to all is never out of date. It can be heeded by everyone. It's needed as much as ever. A very happy Christmas to you all.
Indeed, upon Jesus' arrival, angels proclaimed, quote, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men," end quote, recognizing his magnitude. Jesus will show us the way to peace by demonstrating how to live with others under God's commandments. The Queen's grandfather, George V, began the tradition of the monarch's Christmas message to the Commonwealth back in the 1930s, reports the Christian Post. Elizabeth has carried on the tradition since she started her reign as queen in 1952. Her address, which aired on both the BBC and ITV, was the most watched program on Christmas Day with over 6.3 million viewers. You can watch the entirety of the Queen's Christmas message and listen to the Christmas music from a boys' choir in a 9-minute video we have linked at our transcript today at theworldview.com. On Saturday, President Trump called on Democrats to, quote, "come on over and make a deal," end quote, as the partial government shutdown enters its eighth day with no agreement in sight, reports TheHill.com. Trump tweeted, quote, "I am in the White House waiting for the Democrats to come on over and make a deal on border security. From what I hear, they are spending so much time on presidential harassment that they have little time left for things like stopping crime," end quote. While the president canceled his Christmas vacation in Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi was partying it up in Hawaii in a $10,000 per night presidential suite, reports the Washington Free Beacon. As The World View reported last Friday, Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich vetoed the heartbeat bill on December 21st, which would have banned an abortion if a heartbeat was detected, typically at the sixth week. Sadly, the Ohio Senate was one vote short of overriding Kasich's veto on December 27th. You can send an email or leave a voicemail expressing your polite disappointment through links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The five pro-abortion Ohio Senate Republicans include Bill Beagle, Stephanie Coons, John Eklund, Matt Dolan, and Gail Manning. Janet Porter of Faith to Action, who has been fighting for the heartbeat bill since 2011, said that Kasich's veto was, quote, "absolutely heartless," end quote. The World View spoke to Mark Harrington of Created Equal about the question of why Kasich, who claims to be pro-life, would veto such a demonstrably pro-life bill.
I think Governor Kasich has plans for the future and as far as presidential run, and I think he did not want to be perceived as extreme on abortion.
Harrington said that he is hopeful that the heartbeat bill will be signed into law by Governor-elect Mike DeWine, who has vowed to support it.
We introduced the bill in 2011, so it's been 8 years. It's passed the House and Senate several times. One time it was vetoed by Governor Kasich in 2016 and then in 2018. We now have Mike DeWine, who's our governor-elect, who has sworn to sign the heartbeat bill. So it looks like it's going to get done in the next General Assembly.
James 1:8 describes Governor Kasich to a T. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And finally, Richard Overton, the oldest man in the United States at the age of 112, has died in Dallas. Overton was also America's oldest World War II veteran, who became a volunteer in the Army back in 1942, before serving in the all-black 188th Aviation Engineer Battalion on a number of locations across the Pacific Ocean, including Pearl Harbor, reports FaithWire.com. In 2013, former President Barack Obama said Overton, quote, was there at Pearl Harbor when the battleships were still smoldering. He was there at Okinawa. He was there at Iwo Jima, where he said, I only got out of there by the grace of God, end quote. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott said in a statement, quote, Richard Overton is an American icon and a Texas legend, end quote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this New Year's Eve, Monday, December 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.